And the pasuk continues, Revi, Vayerma Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Gam es hadovar hazeh asher dibarta ese. I will agree with you, and I will promise you this also, not to be sure of my shechina on any other nation. Ki matzasa chen be'enai, because you found favor in my eyes, vo'edo acha, and I know you b'shem, with the name of Chashivos. Vayomar, and Moshe said, he saw that it was an ace ratzon, his tefillos were being answered, Hashem listened to him, that he will come with Klal Yisrael, and he listened to him not to be sure of shechina on other nations. So now he said, Hareini no es kvodecha, please show me your honor. I'd like to see the covenant of Hashem. Vayomer, and Hashem said, it is now the time that you should see my Shechina, because I see through your tefillos, you were always relying on Schus Avos, as if to say, if there were no Schus Avos, there wouldn't be any more hope. Therefore, I am telling you that there is hope, even without Schus Avos, because I will show you how to daven, and you will follow my actions, and just like I am wrapped in a talis, saying the Yud Gimel Midos, if you will also do that, and say the Yud Gimel Midos, you will always be answered in your tefillos. Vayomer, and Hashem said, Ani aver kol tuvui alponai. I will pass all my good midos before you. Vekarosi v'shem Hashem lefonecha, and I will call in the name of Hashem before you. Vechanoisi es asher ochoin, and I will be gracious at times that I want to be gracious. Verichamti, and I will be merciful. Es asher arachem, when I would like to be merciful. At this point, Hashem only promised him that there are times that I will answer you through saying the Yud Gimel Midos, and times that I will not answer you. But later on, the pasuk says, by Shishi, by Yemer Hine Anoichi Kuris Bris, I will be Kuris Bris with you, that you will never leave me. By saying the Yud Gimel Midos, you will never be left empty-handed without an answer. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer, and he said, Hashem said, Lo sucha liros es ponai, you cannot see my face, ki lo yirani ha'odom v'choy, nobody, a man cannot see my face and live. So therefore, I will have to block you. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem said, Hine mokoy iti, behold, my place that I have set up for you is with me on the mountain. V'nitzavta ala tzur, and you shall stand on the tzur, on the rock. V'hoyer ba'avor kevoidi, and it will be when my shechina will pass. V'samticho b'nikras ha'tzur, and I will place you in the crack in the rock. V'sachoisi kapi olecho ad ovri, and I will cover you with my hand until I pass. Because once the mechablim, the forces of destruction, are let loose to destroy, they do not differentiate between good and evil. Therefore, Hashem had to cover and protect Moshe from the mechablim. Vasiroisi es kapi, and I will remove my hand, v'roisi es achore, and you will see my back, you will see my tefillin, my kesher shel tefillin, ufonai lo yeirou, but my face you will not see. So Hashem will basically cover Moshe until Hashem had already passed, and then he will let him see the back, the kesher shel tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let us go back on the Rashi's Revi, Pasuk Yud Zayin. This thing I will also listen to you. My Shechina should not rest on the Goyim. I will do that also for you. And the fact that Bilam had a Nevuah, that was not through Hashem resting his Shechina upon Bilam. He would fall and have a revelation. Like it says in Eov, something was stolen into me. It wasn't an actual a shriya shechina, it was something that was stolen into me, it happened into me. Shemin al yidei shliach, it is as if they heard the words of Hashem through a shliach, through a messenger. It was not a direct revelation. Vayomer, and Moshe said, Hareini nos kvodecho. Ro, Moshe shoya eis ratzoin. Moshe saw that it was a time of ratzoin, a time of goodwill. Udvara mikubalim, and his words were being accepted, his tefillas were being answered. V'hoisef lishol, and therefore he asked again, Lehara isoi maris kvode, that Hashem should show him his honor. Vayomer, and Hashem said, Ani avir. Higia shor shetira kvode. It reached the time that you shall see my honor. Masha Ersha Oisra Lirois, what I will allow you to see. Lefishani writes Evit Sarah Lamedcha say the tefila, because I want to and need to show you how to daven. Shekish Nitzrach to Levakish Rachma Yisrael, because in the past when you wanted to ask Rachmonis and be Mevakish Rachmim on Klal Yisrael, his kartelis chus avos, you always mention the merit of the avos. Kisavar Ato, as if you thought, Shem tama zchus avos ain oy tikva. If the zchus avos ended, there isn't any more hope. Ani avir kol midas tuvi lefanecha al atzur. Therefore, I will pass all my good midas before you. By the rock, ve'atat sofen b'ma'ora, and you will be hidden in a cave. Ve'karotzi b'shem Hashem lefanecha, and I will call with the name of Hashem before you. Milamedcha seder b'koshes rachmim, to teach you the order of being mevakesh rachmim. Ach im tichlas chus avos, even if the merit of the avos end. Ukeseder azeh shata roya oisi mu'utif, and the way you see me wrapped in a talis, v'kari yud gimel midos, and reading the yud gimel midos, have a melamed es Yisrael lasis kein. You shall teach Klal Yisrael to do the same. Va'al yedei shi'askiru lefonai, and through Klal Yisrael mentioning before me rachum, chanun, and all the yud gimel midos, yunenin, they will be answered. Ki rachamai lekolim, because my mercy never ends. V'chanoisi es asher ochoin, oisen pomim she'eretz alochoin. I will be gracious to them at the times that I want to be gracious. V'richamti es she'echpoitz l'rachin, and I will be merciful to them at the times that I want to be merciful. Ad kan leivtichoi. At this point, he only promised them ele'itim ene v'itim lo'ene. At times I will answer them, at times I will not. Avol b'shas ma'isa. B'shas Maiso, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Yud Gimel Midas, Amar Lo, he said to him, Hine Anoichi Kuris Bris, I will be Kuris a Bris with you. Hivtichoi She'enon Chois Rois Reikam. He promised them that they will never return empty-handed, they will always be answered. Vayomer Hashem said, Leisuchal, you are not able to see my face. Afke She'ever Kol Tu V'Alponecho, even when I pass my good Midas before you, Eni Noisin L'Chavashus Liris Es Panai, I will not give you permission to see my face. Hinei Mokam Iti, there is a place with me, Bahar in the mountain. Asher Ani Medaber Imcha Tomet, where I am speaking to you always. Yesh Mokam Muchan Li L'Tzorchecho, there is a place that I set aside for your needs. She'at Mincha Shom, I will hide you over there. Shelo Tuzak, that you will not become injured. Umisham Tira Mashatira, and from there you will see what I will allow you to see. Zeu Pshuta, that is the simple meaning. Hinei Mokam Iti, I prepared a place to hide you, to see what you are allowed to see. Umidrashoi, and the Medrash says, Al Mokam Shashchina Sham Medaber, on the place of the Shechina the Pasuk is talking about. Va'omer, and the Pasuk says, Ha Mokam Iti, the place is with me, is with Hashem. Ve'ena Omer Ani B'Mokam, it does not say, I Hashem am in the place. Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu Mekoymoi Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the place of the world. Ve'en Olamoi Mekoymoi, and the world is not His place. The reason why the Pasuk says, Hinei Mokam Iti, the place is with me, instead of saying, I am in the place, is because that will sound as if to say that Hashem is only in a certain place. Hinei Anoichi Bamokam, I am only in that place. Therefore, the Pasuk stresses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the place of the world. The world is not His place. When my Shechina will pass, when I will pass before you, you will be in the Nikras Atzur. The eyes of these people you shall gouge out. Tanaka means to make a hole. The ravens of the rivers will peck, will make holes. I dug and I drank. These are all one word. It means to make a hole. Nikras Atzur means the hole in the rock. Kriyas Atzur, what I dug into the rock. V'sachoisi kapi, and my hand will cover over Moshe. Mikan, from here we see Shenitna Rishus L'Machablim, that permission was given to the forces of destruction, L'Chabel, to destroy. V'tagumai, and Targum says, V'agin v'memri, I will protect with my word. Kinu hu l'derech kovid shel malo. It is a kinoi. It is a euphemism for derech kavod, for an honorable way to speak to Hashem. Not to say that Hashem covered Moshe with His hands. She'enu tzorach l'seichich olav b'kaf mamish. He does not have to actually cover him with His hands. Therefore, Targum adds the words that He covered him b'memri with His word. We find a similar idea in Parashas B'Shalach, where over there it says, Vo'ese estachem al kanfei nesharim, I will carry you on the wings of the eagle. Targum also says it is not covered that Hashem is carrying Klal Yisrael. And therefore he says that it means I will carry you through my word. Just like over here it says that I am covering you through my word. Vasi Roisi is kapi, when I will remove my hand. Va'adi yos dibras yikari, when I will remove my word to take my hand away from you. Kishit estalek hanhogas kevodi, when my honor will be removed, mi keneged ponecha, from in front of you, lolechas misham ulahalon, to pass further, then v'ra isa es achorai, you will see my back. Herohu kesher shel tefillin. He showed him the knot of the back of his tefillin. That was all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Moshe to see.